Friday on the Morning Team Show on WSGW. Good morning and welcome. Welcome this November 19th, 2021. A Friday where during the football season we enjoy our conversations about Saginaw Valley State University football. As the voice of the Cardinals, J.J. Bame, with us on Friday mornings to do that. And as happy as we always are to see you every Friday morning, J.J., it's a little sad to see you this morning because this is the final report of the SVSU 2021 season.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hang on one second here. Let's try that again. Go ahead.
All right. Now can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. Well, hopefully the listeners can as well. And yes, if we want to talk about this being a very happy conclusion, if we could just avoid any discussion of what happened on fourth down last Saturday against Michigan Tech, that would greatly improve our prospects.
I'm going to ask anyway. SVSU up north of Michigan Tech, tough way to end the season, 21-20, and yeah, what happened?
Well, I mean, again, you lose by 1 point, you're going to look at a lot of things because all it takes is one play to go differently.
True.
And obviously the outcome is different. But for me, it really kind of hinged on two situations where, you know, Michigan Tech was just outside of field goal range. They're in a fourth down situation. Both times, SVSU gets good pressure on the quarterback, but they don't bring him down. And he scrambles, running for his life, and then he throws it to the end zone, and the Michigan Tech receiver is open and comes down with it. You know, and so it's one of those where it's like, as hard as it is, you know, when you're the secondary, you've just got to stay in coverage because either of those plays, if SVSU makes them, it's probably a different outcome in that game. But unfortunately for SVSU, twice the, you know, Will Ark, I mean, you got to give Michigan Tech credit too, right? I mean, he was under pressure. He scrambled. He kept the play alive. He made plays. He made throws. He found his receivers, one for a 28-yard touchdown pass, the other for a 23-yard touchdown pass, both of those on fourth down situations. And that really had to make it that much more difficult for SVSU to close the season on a loss. You know, Cardinals had been coming in with a 5-game winning streak, and then you lose by 1 point on the road to Michigan Tech. It's going to be tough. But I still think overall good season for SVSU in terms of finishing 7-4. You finish with a winning record in conference. Those are good things to build on. The other part is, and it certainly hampered SVSU's comeback efforts last week. SVSU did take the lead in the second half, but were behind at the half. I mean, SVSU, you were just watching guys go down one after another. I mean, they were losing guys on the offensive line. They were down their top two tight ends. They were down some of their skill position players on offense, including the quarterback. So, I mean, I thought SVSU showed great spirit and great fight, but unfortunately could not get it done last Saturday on the road at Michigan Tech.
Yeah, because really the game, you look at it, the final score was close, and statistically, I mean, everything was really close in that game. It was a well-matched, well-played game between two schools.
And I go back to, again, you know, SVSU had a few players who were cramping up during the game, you know, which, you know, it's a little unusual for this late in the season. You know, it's not a super hot game or anything like that. And, you know, that was a factor, too, because, you know, Tommy Scott went out with cramps and, you know, they got him some fluids and they were stretching him out and doing all those kinds of things. And, you know, SVSU elected to kick a field goal with 5 minutes left, you know, to pull within one. They give it back to Michigan Tech. Michigan Tech gets one first down, but then SVSU stops them. So they get the ball back with about 2 minutes to play. And the first play call, I mean, they have a handoff to Tommy Scott, and the offensive line opened up a huge hole off of right tackle. Tommy Scott sees it. He goes to plant and go through it, and he cramps up and falls down. You know, so instead of what was going to be at the very least a solid play, I mean, there was one defender in Michigan Tech who at least would have had a chance to make the tackle. But that would have been like a 6, 7, or 8 yard play at minimum. Instead, he goes down, and now the clock's also running because SVSU's out of timeouts, and, you know, that just kind of also cascaded things at the end. So that was unfortunate, but still a good season for SVSU. And then the GLIAC honorees were announced yesterday. SVSU with the offensive back of the year in Tommy Scott, the running back out of Muskegon Catholic Central, who had, you know, such an outstanding season and an outstanding career for SVSU.
Did he finish up then? Because he fell short of trying to move up to where we talked about last week.
Well, he did move up to number four
yeah.
all time. He did finish with over 1,000 yards on the season. So again, had a remarkable season for SVSU. Had another great 37 yard touchdown run last week, where again, I mean, we all know, if you've been around the game of football, you know, you can teach a lot of things, and then some guys just have that innate ability to make people miss. When it looks like the guy is in perfect position to make a tackle, and you're just somehow able to make a move where he doesn't tackle you, and Tommy Scott has tremendous ability in that regard. He showed that again last Saturday, as he has all season. And so, yes, he finished with over 1,000 yards and moved up to number 4 all-time on the SVSU rushing list. By the way, Chad Galliard, who didn't have the senior season maybe he wanted, but based on what he had done those prior 3 years, he moved up to number 2 all-time on SVSU's receiving list.
Wow.
Behind only Jeff Janis, who, of course, you know, from Tawas, had a good NFL career with the Green Bay Packers. But, I mean, he's ahead of Brian Dolph. He moved ahead of Chucky Davis. He moved ahead of Ravel Martin and Glenn Martinez. So it was one of those things, too, where it happened a little quietly because he didn't have the same numbers as a senior that he'd had in his prior years, but still an outstanding Cardinal career for Chad Galliard as well. And those are a couple of the seniors that have completed their degrees and will be moving on for SVSU.
And SVSU does have to move on into the off season and head toward next year. A couple of things as we wrap up this. You mentioned the SVSU's overall record and in the GLIAC. That's a question that's hanging out there. What's happening? What kind of offseason is this going to need to put together? A new GLIAC, or what happens?
I think the GLIAC, I mean, for next season, likely, with the exception of Northwood departing, I think on the football side, it will likely look the same as it did this season. But that does mean that you're going to have to find another non-conference game. Now, I know SVSU and Northwood have had discussions about continuing the Axe Bowl as a non-conference contest. But Northwood's moving into a new league. Obviously, the GLIAC's going to have to reshuffle conference schedules with a member departing. So I don't know how all those things are necessarily going to align for next season. But yeah, SVSU's going to have to find more non-conference games, or the GLIAC's going to have to decide that maybe you play two teams in your league twice. Obviously, this year, SVSU played Wayne State twice, one as a non-conference contest, one as a conference contest. But then if you do that, now you're down to only 6 conference games that count in the conference standings, and that's a little bit unusual, too. So I don't know where all of those things are ultimately going to shake out during this offseason.
Players, you mentioned two guys who will not be coming back, two big stars, Galliard and Scott, that you just talked about, but there are others that will be coming back. I know here we are, it's only the end of this season, but you start looking at those things because they start to prepare for next season rather quickly, shall we say.
Absolutely. I mean, they'll get a few weeks off, and then, you know, they'll get back to strength and conditioning, and then they'll have spring ball and everything else. But, you know, Nick Whiteside was named the GLIAC Defensive Back of the Year yesterday. He's got another season of eligibility. He did not go through Senior Day, even though, again, remember, with that extra COVID year of eligibility, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how many guys, you know, are moving on because they're going to be completing their degrees and decided, you know, I'm going to move on with my career. But it looks like he's going to be coming back for SVSU, and he's one of those guys who certainly does have some pro potential. And then also, offensively, Casey Williams, you know, the outstanding wide receiver for Michigan Lutheran Seminary, he was named first team all GLIAC yesterday. He's got another season of eligibility. He's already in graduate school. He's already working on his master's degree. Looks like he likely will be coming back as well. Marcellus Anderson made first team all GLIAC, the offensive guard for SVSU. He's back. Connor Luxick, the place kicker, was named first team all GLIAC. He's coming back. Victor Abraham made first-team defense yesterday, but he will be moving on. Isaiah Johnson-Mack made second-team all-GLIAC on the offensive side. He'll be moving on. But then on the defensive side of the ball, we've got Victor Nelson and Nathan Talaki, who will be coming back on the defensive line. They were second-team all-conference. Javari Jackson will be moving on, as this was his final season. And then also Marvin White and Tim Kidd-Glass in the secondary. They were seniors. They'll be moving on. But there are a lot of contributors on the defensive side of the ball for SVSU who will be coming back. And then all of SVSU's quarterbacks are coming back. I mean, Matt Considine got injured in the Grand Valley game, did not return this season. He's got another year of eligibility if he wants it. And then Colby Newberg, Tanner Slezinski, Mike O'Horo, who all also played for SVSU this season, they were all freshmen in terms of their eligibility. So they've all got plenty of opportunities to return as well. So I think SVSU is bringing in a good mix. The other part is SVSU feels really good about some of the guys who redshirted this season. And remember, some of them, this will be their second year redshirting because of the guys that were stacked up in front of them. SVSU elected not to play them because they just wouldn't have gotten as many reps as they would have liked them to get. So there's a lot of those guys in the pipeline as well who now will be eligible for SVSU to take the field next season.
All in all, very successful after having to endure a year off. SVSU coming back, finishing strong, even with the last loss, still a fine season, as you said, and I'm sure Ryan Brady and the staff are very happy.
I think they're going to get there. I think that was a bitter pill to swallow last week. I mean, when you lose by 1 point and you lose that way, those sting longer, and you don't have another game to immediately start preparing for to force it out of your system. But, yes, I think there's also a lot to build on. I think Ryan Brady and his staff are doing a good job in terms of the team culture and everything else as well. And I think SVSU is poised to build on the 7-4 season this year.
It's always a lot of fun talking SVSU football on Friday and listening all season long. JJ, thank you. I know we'll be touching base during points during the offseason, but congratulations to a fine broadcasting season of SVSU football, too.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate you and everyone else here at WSGW helping us get our games on the air every Saturday.